We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:06 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. Benigno and Roberts in the midday. We are live and in living color from the Mike Francesa Studios here on the 10th floor, high above Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 2 o'clock, the afternoon drive will come your way. Maggie, Bart, and Chris Carlin. Anthony Gallo, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We'll get to the Masters, a huge day yesterday for Jordan Spieth. We'll get to all that as we move on, but we'll start with the baseball. And, bro, we got to start with our New York Mets here because that was a – I understand it's only game six of the season. I get it. But to me, that was a big win yesterday to kick the tail of the Washington Nationals, to get to Strasburg, to have all the big guns, Conforto in his first game back, Yoenis, Bruce with the grand slam, all going deep. But the most important, the biggest moment of this game, and this is why Jacob DeGrom, for whatever you want to say, is the ace of this staff. Bases loaded, nobody out, 4-2 game, bottom of the sixth inning, and DeGrom gets out of that inning unscathed. And what else can you say, bro? That was a stellar win yesterday.
Say that again. Who's
Mets.
The ace of the New
That's
York
definitely
Mets.
Big Jake.
It's big.
Even without his hair.
It's big freaking Jake.
Unbelievable.
Harken back a few years. It's obvious who has it in the Met rotation. The it belongs to Jacob DeGrom. The it doesn't belong to Matt Harvey. Jacob DeGrom has it because when he walks back-to-back guys on eight pitches.
Yep.
Boom, boom.
Yep. Yep.
Bases loaded, nobody out, nursing a 4-2 lead. You have to remember back to what this guy did in Game 5, 2015 against the Dodgers. And you just got to remind yourself, the guy has guts. The guy pitches with guile. And that's exactly what he was able to do. The big pop-up of Ryan Zimmerman, the line drive out, and then Trey Turner whining like a little baby.
Yep. Oh, get thrown
no.
out of the game.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sad. Shut up. You struck out.
Yep.
Get your ass in the dugout.
Yep.
And they threw him out of the game. Now, with that said, I want to be a fair person, and I will be very fair to say that the Mets got the breaks when it came to Doug Eddings because Jay Bruce, I thought, was very fortunate in that at-bat. But here's the bottom line. You have to take fortune, and you have to take advantage of it.
You do.
And Jay Bruce took advantage of the fortune, just like Jacob DeGrom took advantage of the fortune, and shove it down their throats, and it is never too early. It's never
too early
to enjoy beating your rival.
You know, I don't want to get delirious here, okay?
Get delirious.
Okay? But I'm going to say this. Yesterday's game reminded me a lot of this game, and we'll see how this series plays out. They got two more games to play in this series. Hopefully the weather's going to cooperate. And all of that they get these games in Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back to 1986, and the Mets had an April series against the Cardinals in St. Louis. And, of course, the Cardinals had won the pennant the year before. The Mets won 98 games, but the Cardinals wound up beating them out. The Cardinals went to the World Series, lost to the Royals, but, whatever. They go in early to play the Cardinals early in 86, maybe a week into it, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks into it. And I forget, Howard Johnson in the first game, I believe it was off Mark Littell. I want to say that's who it was. I'm not 100%. Hits a big home run that turns out to win the game. And I think that kind of precipitated Whitey Herzog with the back walking stuff and all that stuff that he, would check the bat. And they went on and swept that series, and that really set the tone for the Mets to go on and just run away with the division in 1986. Now, I am not suggesting by any way, any means at all, that this is going to happen to the Mets this year. It's only six games into it. But yesterday, that reminded me a lot of that game.
Yeah, and I remember reading that Whitey Herzog eventually said the Mets are the team to beat. I don't know if Dave Martinez is going to do that. But
right.
This game, I know it's the Nationals home opener and all that, but this is important and much more important to the Mets than it is the Nationals.
No question about it. By the way, you mentioned Dave Martinez. Come on. You don't have a lefty pitch to Bruce in that spot? I mean, let's be serious about that, too. He didn't have a lefty warmed up.
And
he's warming the guy up while the guy's pitching to Bruce. How do you not have a lefty pitching to him in that spot? Bases loaded, two out.
And it was becoming obvious that Brandon Kinsler just did not have it. That wasn't his best day.
He's got
a few lefties in his bullpen. He had Andy Romero. He's got Matt Grace. And he's got Doolittle. He's not going to use Doolittle because it's his closer. But you're right about that. Right now, all of the new managers have faced a little bit of criticism, some more than others, as Gabe Kapler.
Right, right.
Mickey Callaway a little bit too, but not as much as some of the other guys that are facing the heat early on, because all of these new managers, except for Ron Gardenhier, have taken over teams that have expectations, even the Phillies. The Phillies have expectations.
Right.
But yeah, and he came close to striking him out. I mean, I thought he did strike him out, to be honest with you.
Maybe, but we've seen it go the other way too.
Of course.
Many times.
And just because you get away with it doesn't mean you take advantage of it.
Right.
But I think that this series is more important to the Mets because of what's happened the last couple of years. Even though there's a new manager and there's some new faces, the Nats have beaten the daylights out of the Mets. They've just beaten them up.
Yeah, no
they've left no doubt who the better team
was.
That
Murphy's not playing. I'll say that. But that's the way it is. But we're taking it.
Of course. But I think there were two signs early that this is different to the Mets and that these games, despite it being April, matter more. Number one, I thought the decision Mickey Callaway made to play Jose Reyes, because Jose Reyes has a history against Steven Strasburg. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran player. Ahmed Rosario is still that young player, and I think that naturally you have more trust in the veteran than you do the young player, and I think that was a part of why he made that decision. I don't agree with the decision, but I think that's why he did that, because I think to Mickey Callaway, he wants to win these games early.
Right.
And here was the other sign. When Michael Conforto was asked about coming back, he put it out there, Strasburg and the Nationals, that was circled on his calendar, and he wanted that opportunity. We saw what he was able to do, hit that home run to left field, which looked to me like it was a double.
Right.
But, hey.
Made it to the flower box.
Yeah, I guess it barely did, checking out the replay.
He is unbelievable hitting the ball to the opposite field for home runs.
Excellent.
I mean, I don't know if I've seen a left-hand hitter go to left field as much for home runs as Conforto does.
Now, he is excellent going the other way.
He is.
You saw Conforto say, it's April, I want the Nats, and I want Strasburg.
And
I think you saw this manager treat his lineup in that way. So I think these games are important to the Mets. The Nationals are an incredibly talented team, as much as we can't stand them. I think their approach to Bryce Harper was great. They were very aggressive. But then, in a dangerous spot, they said, we're not going to let you beat me, basically was the attitude. Mm-hmm. And they handled him. He was 0-for-3 with a walk.
Yep.
So they did a pretty good job on Bryce. They didn't do a good job on Anthony Rendon.
But they never get him out.
Oh,
I mean, Rendon now has become like the... He's like a top Met killer, this guy now. They never get him out. He killed them last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
They did find a way to stop Adam Eaton, get him hurt. That's all you got to do.
Right, you get him hurt, and then he can't get on base. Right.
That's the key. And the guy who replaced him, Brian Goodwin, actually, I think, started that bases loaded, nobody out rally with that base hit. But that was the moment in the game, just watching an ace like Jacob DeGrom bear down and find a way against Ryan Zimmerman, Howie Kendrick, and Trey Turner. Three pretty good hitters. Not bad. To find a way through that and give you the six quality innings. And I liked that Callaway went to Gazelman, even though it was 8-2, because I think he wanted to test him on back-to-back days.
Yeah, right.
Because Robert Gazelman is now looking like he's going to be a big part of the Met bullpen.
Let me tell you something. Lugo and Gazelman, 1-2 punch out of that bullpen, that could be a difference maker for this team as the season goes on.
But
that's become like a secret weapon that we really weren't, you weren't really expecting that to play out that way. Now, it's only six games. Again, I don't want to get nuts. It's only six games. They got to stay healthy. There's no question about it. But I enjoyed that win yesterday.
Well, you have to if you're a Met fan, especially with the way last season went and especially the way the Nationals have just owned the Mets.
Yep.
I mean, you have to enjoy it.
Yep.
And I felt the same way, and I tweeted this out after the game. a part of me is so giddy that they're 5-1 and giddy that they beat the Nationals, but then you've got to take a deep breath and take a step back and realize that it's still only six
That's
games.
It.
And there's
That's
still
it.
Such a long way
That's
to go.
It. There's only 156 to go.
Yeah, and at any moment, things could go terribly, yep. terribly wrong.
Got to stay healthy, bro.
Of
to me,
course.
That's the biggest. The key to this team is they have to stay healthy.
Of course. I mean, I think that's the key to most teams, but
sure.
especially this team, because
Definitely.
That's really what's affected them the last two
Definitely.
Years.
Definitely.
And you've got Yoenis Cespedes performing like an MVP so far, which is great to see. Brandon Nimmo comes off the
yep.
bench and boom, base hit, double,
yep. Yep.
which is great to see.
Yep.
And how about this one?
You know what? Go ahead, and I'm going to make a suggestion here coming up about Nimmo. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we're all in awe that Hansel Robles has turned into like this dominant reliever for two games.
Let's not get nuts.
Six strikeouts, seven batters.
I understand.
What the hell's going on with that? Go ahead. What's your suggestion?
Nimmo, first base. If Jay Bruce doesn't want to play first base, give Nimmo a first baseman's glove.
Well,
to get him into the lineup.
Yeah, I think that.
What's wrong with that?
You have to look.
He'll do it. You know he'll do it.
He'll do anything.
Right.
You've got to look at these four guys, Yoenis, Jay Bruce, Michael Conforto, and Brandon Nimmo, and say, boy, I want to get all these guys in the lineup.
Yep. That's the answer.
Well,
right
no,
there.
The answer is Jay Bruce.
The answer is Jay Bruce.
It should be Jay Bruce.
I agree with you. But if Jay Bruce doesn't want to play first, because there's some speculation. Well, you know what? There's some speculation that one of the reasons he signed here, because they told him he's not going to play first. Now, I've heard that. I don't know if that's, I don't know. Because why didn't he play first in the spring training?
Gary speculated that. Then why are you signing him then?
Well, bro,
that's
you know
important.
What?
That was a part of why I was open to them
look,
signing
maybe I'm
him.
Wrong. Maybe he will play first base. But if he's not going to play first, give Nimmo a first baseman's glove.
No, I'm fine
he'll
with
play,
that.
He'll play there.
But Joe, here's my problem.
And he'll probably be good.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. I'm sure he'll figure it out. But here's my problem with it. It's April 6th.
I understand.
All of this should have been happening in February and March.
Can't disagree
Whether
with
it's Bruce or Nimmo or Conforto, whomever.
Right. I can't disagree.
Because last year we talked about Conforto playing first
base. Right.
And
right.
they never did that.
Right. But look, maybe Bruce will play first when all is said and done. I don't know. I don't know that. I'm only speculating on it. But to me, if he doesn't want to, then you got to give Nimmo a first baseman's glove, in my mind. Because Nimmo needs to be in a lineup. And yesterday, I'm watching a game, and this guy, and Gary brought this up, and I thought this was a tremendous point by him. His approach when he's leading off a game is so different than when he's a pinch hitter.
Incredibly
pinch hitter,
different.
Pinch hitter, he's going after the first pitch. He hit a ball off the he almost missed a home run yesterday.
And what's impressive about Brandon Nimmo, not just from an at-bat yesterday, but the at-bats we've seen over the last couple of years, he is really good at coming off the bench.
Tremendous.
A lot of guys just don't perform that well. And Nimmo is the kind of guy, I'm with you about this. Brandon Nimmo needs to play
yes.
a bunch of times
yes.
a week.
Yes.
And what you've got to do if you're Mickey Callaway is you have to make that happen. And I think you can make it happen without asking Jay Bruce to do it every day. But Jay Bruce should play first base twice or three times a week.
I'm with you,
bro.
And
if he does that, you can make this work.
Bro, I'm with you. But if he doesn't want to do it, and I don't know. I like Bruce a lot. I mean, I think, you know, they got some pretty good bop in the middle of that lineup with him there. You know, especially you got righty-lefty with Yoenis and Bruce and Conforto and all. Again, Nimmo needs to play. To me, that's the solution. There'll be no complaint from Nimmo. He'll do it. There's no, you know he is. And I think he'll play there well.
It's a fine idea, but it looks foolish thinking about it now.
It looks foolish.
This is something that should have been thought about because we talked about this.
I'm trying to help Mickey Callaway. I'm trying to help Sandy Alderson.
Now, we're all trying to help Mickey.
Right.
I mean, I like Mickey, but there's a few things he needs to work on.
Well,
like using Seth Lugo for 8 outs if necessary,
right.
or 12 outs if necessary.
Yeah, well.
But clearly what Mickey is going to do, and we've already seen it over the first week of the year, is that he's going to give a lot of guys a lot of off days. And so I think that's going to be the formula
yes.
on how these
yeah.
guys are going to get in.
He's going to do that, yeah.
And that's why, because he's going to give
I'm
guys
sure he's
off
gonna
days.
I'm sure he's going to sit Yoenis soon.
Sure, you want to keep him fresh. That's
yeah,
fine.
No, he has to.
I understand that. I think you got to pick your spots on it.
Right.
I think you
got to
pick your moments. But if you do that, and you're going to give Yoenis a day here and there, you're going to give Bruce a day here and there, and Conforto a day here and there, and Jay can play first base just twice or three times a week, then you can make this thing work where everybody gets their at-bats. I mean, you can make it work. But this is a great problem to have. I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is the kind of problem you want to have because the Mets have right now a lot of depth. As long as they're healthy, they have a lot of depth.
They do.
Because one guy who doesn't play very often is Wilmer Flores,
yep.
and he's pretty good too.
He's not bad. I completely agree.
So I think that that's it's a positive. And the other positive with the Nimmo factor is that he is so good coming off the bench. And that's a valuable thing to have in the National League, that you can confidently, in a big spot in the middle of this game, stick him up there and think something good can happen. Because a lot of guys just the bench and have it work out. And Nimmo's approach, like you said, is so different coming off the bench.
No doubt about it.
So different when he leads off. But you got to get everybody their at-bats. And it's going to include Jay Bruce playing
I mean, give Callaway credit for that. I mean, that's what he's trying to do. I mean, he's trying to get everybody playing right away. That's what he's done.
No, he has. I mean, the Reyes thing I still didn't love.
Well.
Because Ahmed Rosario is a young, growing player. He's coming off a big performance.
He caught that line drive at least, Reyes.
Great. Let's have a party.
Well, he did.
He's hitting zero, by the way.
I know. He's done nothing.
He's hitting zero. Yeah. And let's remember this, okay? Because it didn't matter because the Mets won 8-2. That relay throw was brutal.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
I mean, come on.
No, he had him at the plate by a mile.
By a mile.
Yeah, he did. And it was so up the line. Ploiecki had no chance.
But here's the truth.
But, hey.
They're 5-1.
Yep.
They stuck it to those evil Nationals. And life is good if you're a Met fan for now.
Yep.
And I hope they rain the game out Saturday. Let's keep 5-1 all the way until Sunday night.
You know what you want? You've got more confidence in Harvey than Mats? Is that what you're trying to say? You do.
No,
I do. I have to say I do.
I don't have confidence in either guy right now.
I still got a little more confidence in Harvey. Don't ask me why.
Well, you know what I look at it? The weather right now, and I know you got to play through it and you got to deal with it, but the weather right now is so brutal that I think it's best for these guys to play as few games as possible in weather like this.
Right.
So if you postpone Saturday's game and everything's pushed back a day, you're going to make this game up during the summer. I think there's risk for injury when you play in weather like this. So even though as a fan, hey, why would it bother us? We're sitting at home. We're all warm.
No, I'm with you.
It's not a good thing.
No. And I don't like that. I mean, watching the Yankee game the other day when it was so horrible, it takes away from the game. It takes away from the game.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's a stat on this, but I'm sure that it'll be looked up. I really believe that when guys come out and they're in their ski masks, they're defeated before it starts.
No question about it.
And I don't mean to pick on this guy.
I'm 100% with you. 100%.
One guy that jumps out at me, and so far he's been terrible in the cold weather in 8 at-bats, is Brandon Drury.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a guy that has zero interest in playing.
Yeah, well, I think there's something to that. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
I don't know if it's 100% effective because Miguel Sano looks like he's about to go through a blizzard, and I think he hit a home run yesterday.
Well, it depends on who the guy is, though.
It does depend.
I mean, just because he's all wrapped up like a mummy doesn't mean he's not, he can't play.
No, but it's always a bad sign.
Yeah.
When a guy
it
comes
is a bad
out
sign.
There.
It is a bad sign.
As if this is the coldest weather they've ever seen.
Right.
I don't know. It just feels like a bad sign.
Yep.
But we got to get through it, obviously.
Yeah.
But if the weather's going to be brutal, just can the game on
Saturday. It's saying no snow in New York now. And I don't know what that means for D.C. tomorrow. I don't know what that means. Yeah, is it still supposed to snow in Washington?
I looked at the D.C. forecast, and it looks like it's just going to be really cold, no snow.
Yeah, so they're going to play.
Yeah, they'll play. They'll get the game in. And hopefully everybody gets through it healthy. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll discuss the Yankees from last night. Another bad effort by the bullpen.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be panicking right now.
No.
But there's no doubt over the first week of the year, that's been one of the biggest disappointments.
Yeah. And I got to get to the Masters because I'll tell you, I am so scared that Spieth might just run away with this. I mean, he looked so good yesterday. I'm watching 5 straight birdies, right through whatever it was, 13 through 17. He had that unbelievable bogey on 18. He's 6 under par. He's got a 2-shot lead going into today. He's going to tee off in about a half hour or so. And I'm a little concerned about that because when he's got that look and he plays great, he is led. This is an amazing stat, bro. 17 rounds he's played at Augusta. He's led in 9 of the 17. He won the Masters the one time when he wire to wire back in 15. Should have won it the next year when he wound up choking on a 12th hole and hit all those balls in the water and Danny Willett won. So he scares me. But we'll get to that, too, as we go on.
I'm rooting for that dude who sprained his ankle celebrating.
He just dropped the shot. And he was 4 under. He shot 4 under. He was 2 shots back. He dropped the shot so far today, Tony Finau.
So he got a hole-in-one.
Hole-in-one on the hole-in-one contest.
Very, very excited.
He ran out there, got all pumped up, and he almost broke his ankle.
Oh, poor guy.
And he didn't know if he was going to play.
But he's playing very good golf right now.
He's playing very well.
Good for him.
Tony Finau.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.